I will call the August 6th Plan Commission meeting order. Ms. X, please call the roll.
I'll do it.
Once you push the button, or?
Mayor Olson?
Here.
Commissioner Burkhart?
Here.
Commissioner Haley?
Excused.
Engineer Morrow?
Here.
Alderman D'Andrea?
Here.
Commissioner Leon?
Here.
Commissioner Hogan's excused, and we have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item on the agenda is approval of the regular meeting minutes of the July 23rd Plan Commission meeting. Any additions or corrections?
Motion to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item is public hearings. We have none. Business matters. First item on the agenda is Statesman Apartments, a site plan amendment for addition of 36 off-street parking. Heath?
Okay, I'm sitting in for Regulo, who is at home at the moment. He'll be in tomorrow.
Mr. Martinez Eddy?
Yes. This is for an addition of 36 additional spaces on the property of the Statesman Apartments. The applicants are requesting this addition because they need them in order to be able to sell the remaining units because they've apparently run low on space. They are proposing to increase 36 spaces around the site in various locations as shown on the overhead. They're also relocating 4 bike racks, relocating some landscaping features and 1 light pole. And a picnic grilling area will be installed in lieu of the previously approved outdoor fitness area, which will consist of 4 picnic tables, 2 charcoal grills, and surrounding landscaping. The concrete surface is already installed. They are in compliance with the standards of the UDO section 15-5.0203B2, which are required in order to allow the increase in parking. So staff is recommending approval.
I got a statement, but I'll hold off. Questions from the commission? Commissioner Morrow.
Just to acknowledge that engineering staff has no objection to the configuration, but it is still under review for stormwater issues.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Well, I remember when this initial project got approved. I guess this is a good thing and a bad thing. The good thing is they've got a strong demand for the number of units that they put in this area. I'm just hoping that staff has reviewed it for the stormwater concerns as well as overcrowding to make sure that we don't have a lot of complaints that would arise from this area.
Anyone else? I kind of look at this as, what does it do to the value of the development? Certainly, it allows them to lease out some more apartments, but we have a financial investment in this. We donated some money to them to build this. Actually, it was to tear down the restaurant or the motel, but wish we knew this going in. I'm not sure I would have done as much money on the TID if we knew we were going to do more street parking. I would have preferred to do more underground parking were this the case. But I suppose it is what it is.
These are off-street parking, correct?
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
On-street, off-street, surface parking. To me, it's come see, come saw, it's the same thing. So, anyway. Anything else? Anything else from staff?
No.
Mr. Morrow?
I'd like to make a motion to approve a resolution amending the site plan for the property located at 2950 West Statesman Way to allow for additional off-street parking spaces and an amenity change, tax key number 761-9001-000.
Second.
The applicant's on the phone, right? It's in the write-up. What are we doing for occupancy? They got what? Just a few units left, right?
Yeah, there's only about it's somewhere in here.
It's in there. That's fine.
Yeah.
All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. Move on to item two, Zurn Building Products. It's a site plan amendment to allow for renovation and some other things relative to the lumber store on Ryan Road at 83rd Street.
Yes, this applicant is proposing to renovate the existing warehouse building, which is the building in the front there, the upper arrow, into a building product showroom to be located on the east side of the principal building. New deck and pergola will be, with approximately 700 square feet, will be built on the front end of that building, along with some new landscaping area adjacent to that deck. New storefront entrance and windows on the east side of the showroom. They will be also painting the existing siding and roofing, and all elevations of the principal building will be renovated. A new loading dock is for the existing detached storage building, which is on the second arrow. And then additionally, a new 8,788 square foot open air storage building gravel path, which is the crosshatched area on the southwest end of that site. It's a typical lumber type building. New signage will be facing West Ryan Road, which will be permitted separately, and they will also be installing a new septic tank, which will also be permitted separately. They are not proposing any change in the hours of operation. The proposed open-air storage building is set back approximately 90 feet from the existing monopole telecom tower, which is fine. It's still applicable and still in compliance with zoning requirements. Parking on the site is more than sufficient for the proposed use, proposed expansion. Natural resources is in compliance, and landscaping, they weren't required to install anymore, but they will be doing more anyway. So therefore, staff is recommending approval of this application. And there you see the overhead, the designs of the main building.
Applicants on the phone?
I think so.
Yes.
And you are, ma'am?
I am Arlene Antella, the president of Zurn Building Products. I have Brendan Kahn on the phone. He is the project manager. He's working with Joe Galbraith. And Tom Zurn is an owner of Zurn Building Products and also an owner of Gen 3.
Ma'am, I'm sorry. The quality of audio through Zoom is not the best. Can you give me your name again, please?
Sure. It's Arlene Mantell.
Thank you, Arlene. Or Ms. Mantell, I'll do it properly. Can you give me an estimate of what the construction value of this is going to be?
I will let Brendan, who is more involved with the budget. Brendan, are you on?
Yeah, I'm here.
Brendan is the controller for Zurn Building Products, and we've made him the project manager. He's working with Joe with regards to this project.
So total estimated costs for this project for total renovations are right around $1.8 million.
Okay, thank you. Is the sign going to be lit?
To be determined.
Okay. I think if I can put my two cents in, for whatever it's worth, I would prefer to see it lit, not real bright, but lit, mm-hmm. just if I can put my two cents in.
Noted.
And that's just about all that was worth. Questions from the commission? Mr. City Engineer, proximity for sewer?
The there are discussions about a sanitary sewer running from the east coming up to 76th Street for a potential development on the northeast corner and possibly the southeast corner. We've had discussion that we might stick underneath the road, 76th Street, to come a little bit west. I would love to see it come up to my DPW building, but that's not been discussed currently.
So in the event that it comes up to the DPW building, what impact might that have on the Zurn project?
Presumably it would go past the DPW building also, and being with that close to a I believe your property actually fronts Ryan Road, correctly? Or is there another parcel? Okay. So when it goes in front of your property, you would have to connect the sanitary sewer at that time. And DPW has a holding tank. Do you have a holding tank or a septic tank?
We are holding tank currently.
Okay, that's what we have.
I did that whole conversation in the interest of full disclosure. I didn't want you guys yelling at me in a year or two. So, you know, I'd hate to have Arlene come and yell at me. You wouldn't do that, would you, Arlene?
Absolutely not.
See, you're on the record now.
I might debate with you.
Okay. All right. Mr. Morrow.
I'd like to make a motion to approve a resolution amending the site plan for a property located at 9545 South 80th Street to allow for Zurn Building Products, Inc.'s existing warehouse space renovation into a building products showroom and various related dock, deck, storage building, and equipment replacements slash additions. Tax key number 896-9996-003.
Second.
Before we vote on that, for the Zurn folks, one request for two things. Go back into the building of the country-style mailboxes, the barn-style mailboxes. That used to be a winter project, as did the building of the 4x6 cedar mailbox posts. I see some smiles. Those are smiles of no way in heck is that ever going to happen again.
Do we know that I think Tom Zernthal in here, those were really neat niche items that Joe Warzella had, and given proper sourcing, we definitely could look into that again. So thank you for the recommendation. We'll look into it.
There's a lot of subdivisions in this city who had those as part of their homeowners associations and declarations that they had to be replaced with those particular items in there. And anyway, okay, all those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
When's the project start? After a week from Tuesday?
As soon as possible.
Okay, this will be on the council agenda a week from Tuesday.
Okay.
Oh, it's a site plan. It's done.
You can start tomorrow.
You can start tomorrow. Well, after I sign it, but that's okay. Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right, next agenda item is Milwaukee Habitat for Humanity Restore Center Building. Exterior and signage changes. This is a UDO amendment for PDD number 10. Ms. X.
Yes, this is a minor PDD amendment for PDD 10. The applicant is requesting to make changes to the site and to the signage that is subject to the rules of the PDD. So specifically, they want to add a driveway and canopy for the drop-off of donations. The canopy will be 16 feet tall and project about 20 feet out from the building. It means relocating a number of ADA parking spaces. So you can see that the relocation will occur into the main part of the parking lot. The existing spaces are to the north where the drive-through will be placed. So this site has a significant amount of parking that it isn't required for the proposed use. So it currently has 238 parking stalls. They really only need 47 under our ordinances. The signage changes are to the facade of the building. So the PDD requires that signage on the southern facade of this building be approved as a minor amendment. They want to add the graphics that you see depicted as well as their own branding signage, including the store name. So the PDD requires that that signage be channel letters for the written words. And then because this site nearby, there's been some concerns about drop-offs of other items in a neighboring parcel. I did request information from the applicant about how those drop-offs are handled. They have volunteers that process them and signage posted to discourage out-of-hours drop-offs. This isn't an evaluation of the use. This is a permitted use in PDD 10. So the applicants have representatives present and on the phone. So.
Excellent. So
I'm Dominic Janke. I'm the resource director from Milwaukee Habitat for Humanity.
Excellent, Dominic.
And engineer Russ Raposa on the Zoom call, as well as our real estate broker, Kevin Schmoltz.
So, Mr. Janke, I think a minor for you. First of all, welcome. No issues whatever with the use, whatever. I'm kind of a practical guy, a human nature kind of guy. And if I can just offer a comment on the graphics, given the work that the Restore does, I think the graphics will imply something that we may not want to imply. The fact that the furniture and the refrigerator are a little cockeyed on the wall may imply something that we don't want to have happen there.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. We're open to it. That was just sort of the push, but we would, you know, propose like a flat blue without the graphics, if that's a backup, or a straight amount. But we're more than willing to be flexible with that.
Yeah. At a minimum, I would like to see them straightened out. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, it's your store. Yep. You know, I can, but I'm not going to tell you what to do. Mm-hmm. But I would suggest either losing them or making it flat blue. Personally, I'd love to see the mountain gotten rid of, but that's a significant expense, and I understand that.
Yep.
So if you're looking at the budget and you're going, yeah, we can take those peaks out of there, that would be a wonderful thing. And I'm sure you'd like to do that, too. I have strong concerns about drop-offs after hours. So whatever you guys can come up with would mean a lot to us. We had a huge problem during the pandemic when Goodwill was closed across the city. So whatever you can come up with.
Yeah, we opened an O&A property in Greenfield, and the city did mention that they had some same concerns. We put signage out, cones, as well as have cameras to discourage that, and then we would check it every morning upon arrival and bring those in.
Well, one of the ways I think you may be able to mitigate that is, of course, people being what they are, if it's kind of dark, they use the cover of darkness to be able to do what it is. So the more light you can put around your building, the better.
Yes, and we did that at Greenfield as well, and we were planning that as well, sensor lighting, so that would pop off at night, or just leaving them on.
So that's my comment. You do have strong support. Good friend of mine, Jim Collins. I don't know if you know Jim.
Yes, I do.
He's been in my face, which is a good thing. Jim's a great guy. So I welcome you to the community. Mr. City Engineer, and then Mr. Leon, Commissioner.
So, just a question. So right around the corner from this place is another place where people drop off things. And up the road, up close to college, there's another facility that drops off things. So how is your facility different than those? Or they do the same things? Or
good question. Yeah, we're all donation-driven. I previously worked for Goodwill for 10 years and know that Goodwill is about 60% or so clothing sale. So there's a lot of vast differences in the stuff that we'll take. So we take a lot of cabinetry, appliances, furniture, and bigger items that Goodwill may not necessarily take. And we probably offer a similar variety to, is it the Salvation Army up there off of college? So, but we still feel we get a good flow of materials that would normally go to your trash that we could then reroute back to our store and resell.
Commissioner Leo.
So I'm going to be specific with my language here. I placed an inquiry to the city about a week and a half ago about the parking lot in that area. I had noticed on several trips by there myself what I believed could be long-term parking. I don't know. I'm not there often enough, and as I reiterated to a couple of city officials, I don't live in that area, and I'm not going to complain about it because I don't know the details if there's anything going on. But to the mayor's point earlier about lighting and cameras, I think that an occupied building would certainly assist there. Gander Mountain's been closed, at least 3 years, maybe longer? And whatever efforts, within reason, that Restore can make to discourage anybody from parking a vehicle there long-term, I think would be in the interest of the entire area. So there's my 2 cents.
Noted. Thank you.
Alderman Dandre.
You know, on that note, we don't want to assume of what has been seen there in regards to tractor trailers having the authority to overnight there. I don't think there's going to be loads coming in to this facility that would facilitate that need. But just because you've got the excess parking does not mean that we can come up with an additional revenue stream to allow truck parking in that parking lot. In regards to the refrigerator and appliances, do you have a disclaimer or a notice on your website in regards to television? Are you going to be accepting all kinds of electronics, or is there going to be a better disclosure of that? And that's where I would be a little bit more leery of what you're projecting on the outside and giving someone a wrong impression.
Yeah, we do not accept televisions. Our website does deal the takes and do not takes, and we have a dedicated person to the phone lines that answers any phone questions for donations as well.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Mr. City Engineer.
Can do this as one motion, or you want to do 2 motions?
I have one more.
I'm sorry. Commissioner Leon.
Apologies for not asking this earlier. So your neighbor immediately to the west is Goodwill, we were talking about earlier. If anything, with that area, and I still wouldn't lodge it as a complaint, but as a concern, the flow of traffic is difficult there. And I know you're at different grounds, but do you have a plan to have some arrows or whatever so that the flow of vehicles to drop off and exit? I guess I'm not real concerned about people who are going there for... There it is. Okay.
Yeah, the flow would be heading northward through that donation canopy.
Northward?
Yeah,
or southward?
Southward. North.
Okay, and then they... Okay, so it would flow sort of like the Goodwill where you flow to the north and then come back out through...
Yeah.
Okay.
We have a lot more room than Goodwill does to move people around that parking lot.
Okay. If somebody were attempting to make, you know, a U-turn right there at the end of that, are they going to have the room to do that, which is kind of what the Goodwill flow is?
Yes,
I assume so.
They
but
would, yes. Hard.
Okay.
Unless you're pulling a trailer or something.
Which some people are hauling trailers when they go.
Yeah,
there.
And you'd still be able to at least pull forward.
Okay, there's some sort of plan to try to facilitate that. Okay,
correct.
Great. Thanks.
Commissioner, there's a shared access driveway. Actually, it's almost a roadway right here. So the theory is that they'd come out and drive down this lane and get out here.
Any ability to just have some arrows or some signage to flow it? Okay, good.
Commissioner Moore.
All right, let's do this in 2 motions. Motion A. A motion determining
motion.
A motion determining the proposed amendment to be a minor amendment.
Is there a motion?
Second.
No. Is there a motion?
Yeah, I said okay. Motion.
Thank you. Moved and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Commissioner Moore.
I'd also like to make a motion to recommend approval of an ordinance to amend section 15-3.0415 of the Unified Development Ordinance, Plan Development District Number 10, Riverwood Village, Boraxis, to allow for building exterior changes and to permit south elevation signage for Milwaukee Habitat for Humanity Restore, 6939 West Riverwood Boulevard,
with the addition of some additional directional arrows on the pavements.
Yes, sir.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.